A car bomb attack outside the Iranian consulate in the Pakistani city of Peshawar has killed at least two soldiers and left a dozen others injured. Iranian consulate staff members were unharmed in the bombing. Tehran has strongly condemned the terrorist attack. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram said all countries in the region should cooperate to counter the growing violence and sectarian tensions in the region. Earlier, we were joined by Hamid Reza Emadi, Press TV's newsroom director, for his comments on the bombing near the Iranian consulate in Peshawar. Take a listen to what he had to say.
It is clearly a sign that some regional countries are sending to Iran when it happens, that the bomb attack happens in Lebanon, when a bomb attack happens in Pakistan. And a lot of analysts say that it is Saudi Arabia which is behind those terror attacks against Iranian interests. So these attacks that are being carried out against Iranian interests, they are sending a signal to Iran, because Iran has been successful in its Syria policy. Iran has been successful in its rapprochement with the West in terms of its nuclear talks. So the Saudis are particularly not very much happy with the status quo in Iraq. Several years ago, after 2003, the democratic process was created and was initiated by the Shia majority population over there, and that is what Saudi Arabia didn't like to see. And after trying to create crises in the region, in Syria and then in Iraq, the Saudis have realized that they have to go after Iran, which is the biggest player in the region. They're sending terrorists to capture Iranian soldiers. They're bombing Iranian consulate. It's not gonna get anywhere. Saudi Arabia has to learn this lesson, that Iran is the most powerful country in the region. Iran is democratic. Saudi Arabia has to start the democratic process, or it will be too late. Saudi Arabia is helping those ISI agents, who are the rogue elements within the ISI, within the intelligence service of the Pakistani army. And it is maybe it is funding them. It is instigating those elements, those Takfiri elements, to go and kill Iranians. Now Islamabad has to do something about it very fast, because the relations between Iran and Pakistan are strategic relations, and Pakistan should not allow Saudi Arabia to leave such a great impact on the bilateral relations between Tehran and Islamabad.